Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Remember why these stories were selected to be in the Bible. They aren't there to promote gratuitous violence or excite prurient interest. Positively, quote, "Whatever things were written before were written for our learning," Romans 15:4. Negatively, quote, "These things became our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted," 1 Corinthians 10, verse 6. God thinks we can learn some life lessons other than in, quote, "the school of hard knocks." The following brutal incidents are fulfillments of Nathan's words, quote, "The sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me." 2 Samuel 12, verse 10. Although the Lord seemed to wink at the marital deviance of polygamy in those days, the dangerous rivalries, favoritism, and unhealthy relationships could have been avoided if God's original pattern for marriage was followed. We are first introduced to Tamar, daughter of David's wife Maacah, and full sister to Absalom. Then we meet Amnon, heir apparent and son of Ahinoam, David's third wife. Amnon is obsessed with Tamar, but, quote, "it was improper for Amnon to do anything to her," chapter 13, verse 2. Adding to the intrigue, Amnon's cousin Jonadab schemed with him to capture her. Feigning his need of her nursing care, he got her first into his house, then alone in his bedroom. When she wouldn't cooperate in the sinful act, he forced her and immediately despised her, discarding her like a broken plaything. Tricked, violated, shamed, and banished, quote, "Tamar put ashes on her head and tore her robe of many colors and went away crying bitterly." So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house, verses 19 and 20. Perhaps feeling shackled by his own sin, David did nothing. But Absalom, like a wounded lion, waited to pounce.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.